CEF Mobile.
Foreign CEF KF, foreign WWG.
No, how about you?
Had a Boy Scouts early, it was just awards night, so now headed home to eat some supper.
Okay, can you get...
Turn left onto US 25 South.
Give me a minute so I can turn left on the 25 and I'll get back to make the peasants in too soon.
Standing by for a little bit.
I'm back. KO4WWG.
Good night.
I just got done at Walt's. He had that stuff he wanted me to have for my radios, so I came up to his house after I got off work today, and I picked it up from him. He's a very nice man. He's a very, very nice man.
I've been over there. He's not just on the other side of the pond from my house.
PGH, sir, if you don't mind me asking.
Highway 292 and Highway 9.
I can imagine that's pretty close to Landrum.
Right, so it's more towards, like I said, from Walt's house, if you go to where the Lake Bowen Landing is, and then you just kind of come down Highway 9, you'll end up passing my house on the way.
Gotcha. Well, how was Boy Scouts today, other than the awards?
My youngest, he got his scout rank, so he's just now getting started, and my boys picked up a couple merit badges, so that was good. They got a long time ahead of
them. I don't really know much about Boy Scouts, you know, merit badges and stuff. You know, if you can educate me a little bit, I'd appreciate it, because I never did Boy Scouts, and I know nothing about it.
You didn't either. I kind of wish now that my boys are in it, I did, because, I mean, they've got to do a lot of cool stuff where they're going camping and, you know, take fishing trips, skiing trips. Man, they do all kinds of stuff. Usually try to do about one thing a month. And like this last weekend, we were up in Rutherfordton, and they were doing like a scout competition, a little friendly competition, and they each had different tasks, like putting up a tent blindfolded and all that kind of stuff. So it was pretty neat. And, you know, they'll earn a little merit badge, just a little badge, and, you know, it says they've learned something about a particular subject. So, like, chemistry or chess or something.
A tent blindfolded? How?
The 5 or 6 scouts in a group, and everybody except for one would be blindfolded, and he couldn't touch the tent, so he had to direct the other people on what they needed to do to put the tent up. That's what they were supposed to get out of it, just that ability to follow the directions.
I would have done that as a kid.
Me too. I hate that I missed out on it as a kid, but at least I get to do it and they get to experience.
Are you a part of the Boy Scout? Are you a leader, or are you just a parent that comes in?
Probably within the last year, I actually started taking over as a leadership position. So just basically just somebody that helps out and helps keep an eye on the boys and keep them straight and break them up when they fight and, you know, just help them along as they go.
And that's pretty awesome, man. I'm glad you're doing that. It's a good thing. Hey, listen, I'm going to jump off here for a few minutes so I can focus on driving, then I'll be back in, and I will be listening. It's KO4WWZ. I'll be clear on the phone.
I'm safe out there on the road, and I'll probably be pulling into the driveway here in a few minutes, so I'll say 7-3 to you. Hopefully we'll holler at you again on the radio. This is KO4CEF, and I will be clear.